You're posting on LinkedIn. You're commenting on LinkedIn. You might even be DMing on LinkedIn. You might possibly be following the best practices. You might be taking the advice from people who make money on LinkedIn. But the problem is, you still don't have any leads. In the next 10 minutes, we're gonna fix that. All right, my name's Ryan Sullivan. I've been on LinkedIn for 6 years. I know this platform. One thing that I've never gotten on LinkedIn is a job. I don't use LinkedIn for that. But I have gotten over 200 clients from LinkedIn alone. So I do know the platform pretty well. And it doesn't matter if you're selling advising, if you're selling wealth management, if you're selling insurance, if you're selling law, if you're a CPA and you're selling accounting, if it's professional services, this will work. There's one of these three problems, or maybe two, or even all of them that you're making right now that's causing it to not work. And by the end of this video, we're going to fix that. The first problem that I think is extremely underlooked is the profile. So if you comment on people's posts, the first thing they see under your name is the headline. That headline tells people within 5 seconds if they should click through to your profile. And one thing a prospect and a client is never going to do is bypass your profile to book a call. They need to go to your profile to book a call. So whether you're commenting or you're posting, if your headline doesn't lead people to the profile and your profile doesn't lead them to the call, then they never book a call and then they never become a client. So I don't even start with posting. I don't even start with commenting. I don't even start with DMing. I start with the billboard, which is the landing page, which is your profile. Your profile is a billboard. People are constantly moving past it. And what you're supposed to do is tailor it so that it perfectly reaches not only the ideal client that you have, but the pain they're trying to solve, the problem they're trying to solve, or the growth that they're trying to get. Prospects only do one of two things. They either solve pain or they solve growth. Those are the only reasons why prospects ever buy anything. Either they have pain that they have to solve, right? They just got inherited $1 million because a loved one passed away and they don't know what to do, right? That is pain. Or it's growth, right? Maybe their company is growing so fast, they're making so much money that now they're ready to invest it. Growth. But either way, your profile needs to either match the pain that you help solve or the growth that you help provide. If it doesn't match either of those for the ideal client, then they're never going to book a call because, again, they're never going to be able to read that thing that captures their attention that gets them to the profile. Then the profile gets them to click learn more, then learn more goes to the website, then the website matches their idea, their actual pain that they're experiencing, and then the solution is to book a call with you. They get on the call, you solve the problem, you do all the sales things that everybody tells you to do, right? And then you close them up. So profile is the first place to start here, guys. All right, so you got your LinkedIn profile dialed. It speaks directly to your ideal client. What's the natural next step? Well, of course, it's content. If you're not getting leads from LinkedIn, sure, the profile is a big piece of that. But the next big piece is content. And I want to change your mind about content. Typically, people look at content as see a post, DM you because they saw the post, or book a call because they saw the post, or visit the website because they saw the post. Now, I'm okay with that. I think that does happen. And in my business and in my experience, it has happened like that, right? They see a post, then they maybe want to buy something. Totally happens. What I think really happens is they see a comment, because how many times a day are you commenting? Way more than you're posting. So the 30 to 50 times more. They see a comment. They read your headline. Headline speaks to them or intrigues them. They go to the profile. Then they browse through your posts. If you go on Instagram and you go on somebody's Instagram profile, do you read every single post or do you scroll? On LinkedIn, it's the exact same thing. People go to your profile to look at your posts to make sure you're alive, to make sure you're not a scam artist, to make sure you're a human being. That's it. Because why they're booking a call with you or DMing you is so you can solve their problem. They don't give a shit what your posts look like. They don't care if you have a beautiful carousel or you have an amazing, you know, selfie, right? They don't care about that. They want to solve their problem, right? So yes, content, it's important. People can get to you and become clients just by you posting. But in reality, what I think matters more is that you have content that speaks to your headline, that speaks to your profile, that speaks to the problem you solve. That's more important. The posts are just one aspect of this. They're not going to buy just because of a post, especially if you sell wealth management or you sell accounting or you sell law firm services, right? These people are not seeing a post and going, okay, now help me with my divorce. The posts are a backup. The posts are reinforcement, right? They show that you actually do have a business, you do have a service, you do serve clients, you do know what you're talking about. But in the scheme of things, when it comes to sales on LinkedIn, I'm not sure that posts really matter as much as the influencer LinkedIn gurus say they do. All right, so I designed my LinkedIn profile so it speaks to my ideal client. Next up, I changed my posts so that they one-to-one match the work that I do. Now, I did all that. I'm still not getting clients. Okay. Well, you're missing the last piece. Let me ask you this. How often are people going to come to you to solve their problems after you already facilitated a conversation with them? I would bet you that more times people will solve their own problems if you start to ask them about those problems first before they have to tell you. And what I mean by that is that for years, I did not send any direct messages. I would only send a direct message if they messaged me first. For years, I got clients from LinkedIn. I got tons of inbound. I was booking 5 calls a week inbound. That doesn't happen anymore. And also, the type of people that come inbound might not necessarily be the people that you want. So what I'm saying is, I want you to have inbound leads. But candidly, it's unpredictable if you're selling professional services. But what is predictable is how many people you can talk to every single month. What am I really saying here? Marketing and sales really boils down to one metric, which is how many relationships are you either starting or maintaining in a given time frame. That's sales and marketing. All of it together is just how many relationships are you facilitating. That could be one to many. If it's like a YouTube video like this, it could be one to some, which could be a small group or a webinar, or it could be one to one on a call. But that is the metric. So if you do not DM, you are not only missing out on people you would never have, you're missing out on the people you would have who have the problem, who just don't have the time or don't want to send the message, that first message. You're going to do it for them. And on LinkedIn, you can do it up to 400 times a month. And so that is the thing that I wish I did years ago. I wish I did it when I started, right? Notice how none of this is the first time in this entire podcast that I mentioned the word followers. Because followers don't fucking matter when you're trying to sell to your ideal client. If you're somebody who's looking for a very specific client with a specific pain point, with a specific persona, typically with a specific amount of investable assets, net worth, or wealth, I'm telling you right now, you going to them the right way is going to make you so much more money than if you never did it. Because they're busy. I'm not going DMing people just for me. I'm doing it for them. They're not jumping for joy trying to solve these problems. They want somebody who already knows, hey, I already get you. I'm right here. Is this a problem? Right? They're down to talk about their problems as long as you ask them first. So that is the third mistake that I see people making. And that is probably one of the reasons why you're not selling on LinkedIn or not getting leads, is because you're not starting conversations that get leads. Okay. That's it. To wrap it up, let's run it right back, right? Number one, profile. We're going to optimize the profile for my ideal client because that is my landing page. Number two, content. The content needs to be a direct reflection of the service I provide for my clients. Number three, direct messages. My typical prospects are busy, which means I need to go to them first and ask about their problems. But the good thing is I already know their problems because I already serve X amount of people who are just like them. It's not spammy. It's not salesy. It's the number one marketing metric on earth, which is relationships. How many relationships am I starting? All right. So now you're about to go out there and get leads. And if you do have that issue with content where you're like, I get it, Ryan, but what content do I make? I have a solution to that. I make these videos. I sit down for 10, 15 minutes, record a video, and that becomes content that my prospects can listen to and watch and not get sold. I'm not selling anything here. I'm actually giving you free resources. So the first link in the description of this episode is going to have something called Script Science. If you've been here before, you know about Script Science. If you haven't, I'll take a minute to explain. Script Science is a format for recording content, and you do it in the format of a 1 to 5 to 10 minute video. You get to choose how long it is. In there, I give you 10 to 20 different content ideas that have already driven millions of revenue, not just for my business, but for my clients. So if you want to get started with content, you want to set up your phone, record some videos, and make it super comfortable and repeatable, go ahead and grab Script Science in the link in the description below. Click that. It's going to take you right there to sign up. My name is Ryan Sullivan. This is what I do. I help people create content that drives business. And the reality is your prospects are watching, listening, and reading content. It might as well be yours. All right. I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.